It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Temperatures almost near 70 degrees in the DMV, which means one thing. LB was at the driving range. The question of the day is, did anyone else from the crew go with him? We'll have a little bit more on that later. It's the Golf DMV podcast. Sherm's in studio. Sherm, what's up?
What's up?
Also, LB's in studio. LB, what's up?
Good afternoon, sir.
A lot going on. Francesco Molinari, by the way. A heck of a round, final round at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Is it an Invitational?
Yeah, yes, it is. Okay. Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard. I'm sorry.
Check that out. And so, and so Francesco, first of all, I think it was heading into the weekend, Keegan Bradley, a name that, you know, that was at the top of most leaderboards, you know, years and years ago. Then he fades away. It kind of has a little resurgence. He's at the top of the leaderboard along with Tommy Fleetwood. They choke. I don't want to say choke. I mean, you know,
no,
but they
choking dog.
They just blew it on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then headed into the final round. You've got Matthew Fitzpatrick, a young lad from England.
Looking for his first ever win.
Yeah, on the PGA Tour. Because he's won a bunch in European Tour, but his first ever PGA Tour win. He's at 900 to start the round. Roy McIlroy, who everybody seems to want to win for some reason. You know, I don't know what that's all about.
I think I know why, but.
So, and look, and well, here's the thing. He's won a lot already, but he fell off. You know, ever since he, was that an Achilles or MCL? Ever since he hurt his knee.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ever since he proposed.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, let's not forget, it was, wasn't it Caroline Wozniacki at first that he was with?
Yeah, he dumped her.
And he canceled after the invitations had gone out.
Karma is. Because he dumped her bad. I mean, that was wrong.
He did, but then she kind of, her get back was a lot worse because she just started banging linebackers all around the NFL and putting it in his face. So
yeah, well, yeah. I mean.
But what does he care at that point? You know what I mean?
Because you wouldn't care?
I dumped you. What the hell do I care?
They were engaged, right? And
they were engaged. And I think the invitations had actually gone out already.
Right. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to do it. And then like a year later, he's married to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, smart on his moves. I mean, you know, better to figure it out beforehand than after.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
That's a good way to point it.
It's going to cost you a whole lot more money and time and energy afterwards.
No, you know what? That's true. That's a great point. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
Cut that tie quick and early.
If you know it ain't right, it ain't right.
It ain't right.
And
that's right.
And then, yeah, get out of there as soon as possible. So anyway, he's at 8 under. At some point during the round, they're both at 9 under. And the next thing I know, I look up. And Francesco Molinari is at 12 under. Roy McIlroy and Fitzpatrick are further down the leaderboard. I'm like, what in the world happened? I didn't watch any of it because we were outside at the driving range. But we'll have more about
that.
I watched
quite a bit of it today. Keegan Bradley went plus six today.
Oh.
Yeah. Ouch. Today. Yeah.
Today.
Like Claude Jennings after three.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You're happy about that. Yeah. That means there's no triples.
Like three straight double bogeys, I'm in there.
Yeah. No triples.
Yeah. He had a terrible day.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking up the list now. So McIlroy was even for the day. Mitchell, he was the closest American to the top. He was finished at minus eight overall. He went minus six today, though. So he had a good round.
Minus eight, right?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. Minus eight. Mitchell, Lang, Wallace, and McIlroy.
Wow.
Okay. A bunch of six.
At 10 under or something? I mean, 6 9. Under?
Six. It was a bunch at 7.
Okay.
Long on Lucas Glover, who's not going to get his ass beat this week. Because he made it another top 10.
Oh, okay.
He should be good. Pretty soon, Krista may be asking for more. Like, I'm probably top 10. Exactly. Give me a top 5.
Yeah, I need a top 5 of your mom's getting this two-piece chicken box.
But let's talk about who didn't make the cut at this Invitational.
My guy.
First off, Mr. Vijay Singh, who was in a contention last week and then blew it.
And the source of a lot of conversation from us last week.
Yes, yep. He did not make the cut at plus 2. Good. Mr. Phil, watch me on Instagram, Mickelson.
Okay. Can we pause two. There?
Yeah.
His Instagram is pure gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched some of it today while I was at the ranch.
You guys said you're starting to like him more and more.
I like his Instagram feed, yes.
Yes. I do like him more and more. I think his Instagram is is quickly becoming one of my favorites.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because he gives you stuff that really you can actually use right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Yeah, his
absolutely.
Short game stuff is money.
Well,
yeah.
Today it was about his driver.
Okay.
And yeah. getting plug speed, head right. speed.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he was in shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
White shorts, not black. He had white shorts on.
Did you see the guy in the background on the tractor or was just sitting there watching?
Yes. But Phil, man, Phil's Instagram.
Suns out, you guns guys, out. But in his case, guns, he means calves.
That's right. Yeah, hey. But if you guys are golfers, seriously, even if you don't like Phil, I would seriously.
Yeah, you have to watch it.
You should definitely follow him on Instagram. Yeah. He gives just gold nugget after gold nugget.
Mm-hmm. And Tiger's Instagram, all they talk about is, hey, look at Tiger. He's going to be playing next week. Hey, look at Tiger. Hey, look at Tiger.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing, you know, nothing instructional, nothing him other than him, whoever his people are.
They're the ones posting for Tiger.
Right, right. Because Tiger
is clearly involved in what's being posted.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. Of course, clearly he was not following his own advice this week because he missed the cut.
Right.
Right.
So Phil but for weekend hackers, he has great nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Just let him work on the Pro Tour.
Yeah. other people that didn't make the cut. Ernie Els at +2. Brooks Koepka at +3.
Your Jason, boy.
Brooks Jason, didn't. Wow.
No, +3. He didn't make it. Jason Duffner. Where is he? He's gone.
Yeah.
He's +6. I mean, he hadn't done squatting. I don't know when.
Yeah, long time.
The other black guy, Harold Varner III, +7. Did not make the cut.
And tied with.
The other black guy, Cameron Champ, +7.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy to me?
Well, like, and don't forget Jason Day withdrew.
Yeah, I've tried to see
kind of
what
neck issue. I think
what
it was. Oh, or back. Oh, maybe
no,
it was a
Tiger
back
was
thing.
Neck.
Was, Nick Tiger was neck. Jason was the back.
Oh, okay, because
so
I looked at
the
other, I didn't see
other black guy.
Yeah, because
apparently he had some kind of issue.
Guy.
He's been having this issue for a short amount of time, and then he thought that he felt good. He said he tweaked it, but he thought he was going to be ready to go. Mm. He's going to kind of give it a go for a few holes, and he was hitting it short. And then, he, ironically enough, I think it was already +3, and he hit a ball in the water. He's like, you know what, I'm done. And then it was like after the sixth hole, he's like, you know what, it's not going to work.
When you're back, I mean, and I know LB has suffered with back issues. Mm-hmm. When your back goes,
it's happening.
But I'm telling you, this is why, like, especially for weekend players, like, honestly, you have to find a way to swing that club and try to get distance without creating so much torque in your back. You know what I mean? Because after 15, 20 years of doing that, like, you're not going to be able to do it anymore.
Shoot,
you're going to have to reinvent a whole different swing.
Yeah, after 8 or 9 holes of doing that.
We're not world-class athletes. Like,
that's right.
Figure out a way, which brings us up to this whole Paul Wilson golf thing, which we'll have more on that, I guess, when we go. But this full body swing, hopefully that helps and not, you know, torque the back. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. What else did I have? We talked about Jason. Keith Mitchell, I don't know if you all saw. Well, you didn't see it because I watched it.
Isn't he all upset about somebody calling him Kevin Mitchell?
I don't know.
It's been the whole thing on social media.
Today, you call him Kevin Mitchell?
I call him Scott.
Scott, okay.
Right.
Well,
at least
you didn't call him Kevin.
Right.
Scott is so much closer.
I just thought it was odd today. They were interviewing him after his round today, and he had his collar of his shirt up. You remember back in the 80s?
With the
he had
collar.
His collar popped.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like him anymore.
Here's my question. Did he also have a lot of sunscreen on?
Not that I noticed.
Because I used to play. At Blue Mash, I don't know if these guys still go there, but there was like 4 or 5 Asian guys who would always come up there during the week, and they would play, and they would have their collar popped because they didn't want the sun beating down on their neck.
That makes sense.
Well, this was after the round. He was standing with the guy, and I looked at him like, is this collar pop?
Yeah.
And why? Is
like,
it,
what are you doing, dude?
Is this the 80s?
Yeah,
the 80s came back?
The 80s called. They want their style back.
Right.
Boom.
that's all I got for that tournament.
Yeah. Okay. No LPGA this week, I don't think, right? And the Hogue Classic for the seniors, but I didn't watch that.
Oh,
for
the seniors. I didn't pay attention to it. Yeah, I didn't check out Bernard Longer. I didn't see if he had done anything this
I'll
week.
I'll check it out. Did you get any last place stuff for us?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. We have, well, it happens every so often. We had a tie this week.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
There's more trivia for me.
There you go. And these are going to be interesting, I believe. So the first guy. Jesus. So he's from India. So I'm going to hold on for a second. Let me see if I can sound this out.
Epithet Barnrat?
No, not okay. I know him. I know Barnrat. That's easy. this
the
is
best
a little,
name on tour.
Yeah, this one is, Enrenban Lahari.
Lahari. Yeah. I've seen the last. I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
But I've seen the last
name. Is easy.
The last
name.
Of course,
yeah, Okay, so it
does. I mean, look, we love the world. It's a very diverse place, right? And, but the LPGA Tour has this young girl from India, and she was hitting the drive, and they showed her name. I said, whoa, Sierra, check that name out. I said, try to pronounce that.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Anyway, go ahead.
So him, it was, he and Tim Heron both tied for last place at plus eight, $18,200. So
wait, they each get that same amount?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this tournament had a higher purse than normal PGAs.
Yeah, normally it's like 11 or 12.
Right. Dude got, Molinari got 1.6 today.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
What a bad 4-day work. Yeah. 4-day work week.
So,
I think Bernhard's hurt.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's usually never hurt.
Yeah.
No, especially using that cheater putter he used.
Right.
Hold on, real quick. Do you know what the second place, what Fitzpatrick got?
It was 900 and something.
So he literally lost 700,000 today. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ouch.
Yep. It was 900 and something.
Think about that.
Second
he
place.
Lost 700,000
right.
today.
Wow. That's a couple crazy. Strokes. All right, so I'll do the, how you say his name?
The Indian
Lahari. I'll do his stuff first. Okay, he's 31, 5'9", 175. He's married, and I cannot say his wife's name.
Of course.
So he went.
Not
he went
there's
pro.
Anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean it's not
it's
Becky
a diverse
Jones.
World. Yeah, it's a diverse
right.
world.
Okay. He went pro in 2007.
Everybody's sensitive nowadays. So I got it.
Well, I'm just saying it's not Becky Jones.
Right. So yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's I have it written down, but I'm not going to try and pronounce it.
No. I think you're missing my point. But go ahead.
Okay.
31.
Yeah. All right. He is 31. He went pro in 2007. He joined the PGA Tour in 2015. So he lives in Palm Beach, Garden, Florida.
He spent a lot of time. Trying to get onto it.
Or in Europe.
He played a lot of. Here's his numbers. He has 10 top 10s. He's played in 81 events. This is worldwide. This is not just PGA.
10 top 10s and 81 events.
Mm-hmm. And he has 18 international wins.
Wow.
18. Okay. Wow. So what's his career earnings?
That's tough because you're talking international.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 4.5 mil.
Okay.
I'm going to go. With 14.5 million,
You way off, brother. $5,005,000.
Nice.
170.
Oh, 4.5.
It's not that nice.
For me,
I'm
not talking about his
pocket.
So I'll finish him out, and then we'll go to Tim Heron.
You said he went pro when? 2005.
2007 he went pro
and joined the tour in
2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I mean, you're $5 million over 11 years.
Yeah.
It's not,
In PGA terms, that's not a.
Yeah. I mean, he ain't exactly panhandling on Georgia Avenue either.
Right. Hope not.
he might be. It costs money to travel.
That's, you know what? That's true. Yeah.
So he lives in Florida now. So he started playing golf at age 8. His father got him into the game, who was an Army officer. He speaks 4 languages Bengali, Hindi, Punjabi.
Okay. Uh-huh.
In English. Okay. His hobbies are PS4 gaming and cooking and listening to music. Quiet music by the fireplace.
Okay.
Okay. Tim Heron, a little bit more interesting over here. Yeah. He's 49 years old, older guy.
He's a man.
Right.
Yeah, he's 40.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
5'10, 250.
What?
5'10, 250.
Oh, he's a portly fella.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
250.
Yes, he is. 250.
Good God! I gotta pull a picture up of him.
Yeah, I'll get down to you. Look at I got something about his stature later.
Okay.
He's from Minnesota, still lives in Minnesota too. He went pro in '93, he's been at this for a minute.
He's an OG,
right?
Tim Heron.
Yeah. Uh huh. He joined the PGA Tour in '96. And here we go. Pay attention.
Hold on, 93, okay. 25.
Right, okay. And he joined the PGA Tour in 96.
Okay.
He has 4 wins, right?
Since in 96, it's so hard to
win for
these guys.
Right, he's got 4 wins. Okay. He's at 59 top 10s.
Mm, that's not a lot for as long as he's been playing.
He's been in 553 events.
Oh.
Good gracious.
Wait, how many top 10s?
59.
In 553 or 60 events. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sherman can do that math in his head.
Oh, my gosh. I just pulled a picture.
Right. There you go. So what's his career earnings? Don't look at his earnings.
I'm going to say his earnings. Yeah, I looked it up too. I'm going to go with $750,000.
Oh, no way. You're way low.
Yeah, you're not even in the... Come on, do that. You get another one. You get a pass on that
well,
one.
Well, I thought maybe...
He's been pro for 22 right. years.
Yeah, come on, but man. 10 top 10s.
Four wins alone would get him over that.
Okay, so...
Right, one win alone would get him over
that. Right, one win is $1 million.
What are you doing? Okay, here we go. Well, it was six, right? And they weren't making millions in 96.
Right.
Claude, okay. 96 Tiger was... I mean, so, think about... Would you work a job for 24 years and make $700,000?
No, I would.
I mean, all right. Not to knock anybody that's making minimum wage.
Yeah, but, yeah. Good way to sound in touch with...
No, I'm just saying. Like, if you wouldn't do it, and we're nowhere near that tax bracket.
Yeah, no, of course I wouldn't do it.
I mean, LB makes that in a quarter.
No offense to those who do. We always want people to level up. But,
right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Okay, let's start. Four wins, mm-hmm. 59 top tens, and he's played in...
Oh, 59 top tens.
Right.
I was thinking four top tens.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no,
and
no,
he's
no,
played
no,
in
no,
553 right, right, right. events.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go
okay.
12 million.
Okay.
He's tripping.
Okay.
It's got to be... I'm going to go way up. I'm okay. going to say 31 million.
Okay. Well, yeah, you went way up. That's you did. the total is 19.5 million.
Okay, so somewhere in between.
Yes.
Sure, okay. So, yeah, maybe I went too high.
But LB said,
54.
He gave me a mulligan on that one.
Yeah.
All right, so he's married. He got three rugrats. He was diagnosed with Lyme disease in 2004, which gave him chronic fatigue, but he made it through the season. His nickname.
Fat boy.
His nickname he got on
Big
his
Tim.
First day on the job at a golf course is Lumpy.
Perfect.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. So he still lives in Minnesota. So he says in Minnesota they do a lot of ice fishing to pass the winter, mm-hmm. pass the time in the Minnesota winters. His grandfather, Carson Lee Heron, played in the 1934 U.S. Open, and his father,
wow,
played in the 1963, which is a damn good year. Played in the U.S. Open in 1963.
That LB was born in 63.
I was born in 1963. Yeah. You can do the math out there.
It actually was not that great of a year. I believe JFK was killed that year.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't someone say
wasn't
Cruz's Dr. dad King? Was involved in that?
Probably was. I mean,
that was the current president said that.
Yeah.
Just one of the you know.
Other
but when he attacks Ted Cruz, we're not.
Right.
No, everybody attacks Ted Cruz, though.
Right. Right.
Nobody. You know.
I was sitting in there's a restaurant we go to that has, it's a Cuban restaurant, and it has all of these just pictures and little plaques on the walls mm-hmm. about anything that any Cuban person has done of note is on a plaque.
Okay.
Like the some of the, one of the cabinet members is Cuban and mm-hmm. also, and then his picture's up there
right.
too. So the table I was sitting at had a picture of Ted Cruz, like right right at eye level.
You should have taken a black magic right. marker and like drew a devil horns on
Nobody
it.
Nobody was more upset that Beto lost to Ted than Senate Republicans.
Yes.
Right. They hate him.
They
Everybody
do.
Hate him.
Everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
For sure his kids hate him too, but.
Yeah. So I had a stat of the day.
I think Claude won both of those.
Did he?
Because he said 12 million.
Right. Yes, he did. Yes.
But 19 mm-hmm. million over 22 years. That's a good living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, just shy of a million a year.
Yeah, I don't know if we've done this one before. It came through today on Instagram, where we get our news from.
I've been watching our Instagram's good. I've been watching stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, just let that go.
Yeah.
I've been watching that golf stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. At least, so this is a stat that came, it said zero golf. Yeah, they put
out
some good stuff.
Another great follow, by the
way. Yeah, they put out a lot of good Instagram.
Yeah, we'll
stuff.
Have to tag them and let them know we're talking about because they got some zingers too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's a stat. At least five. These players have at least five wins in a season on the PGA Tour since 1981.
I know Tiger's one of them.
Here's the list.
Let's guess.
Nah, we'll be here all day.
Tiger was definitely one, right? In 2015,
let me read it to you. This guessing is not going to work. Okay, so Nick Price did it once in 1994.
I definitely would have said Nick Price.
Vijay Singh did it once in 2004.
I'm sure Sherman would have came up with that.
I probably would have.
Justin Thomas did it in 2017.
Yeah, JT, yep.
Jordan Spieth did it in 2015.
Yeah, this list is easy.
And Jason Day did it.
Wait a minute. Tiger's
let me
one
finish. Let me finish. Jesus. Jordan Spieth did it in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And also Jason Day did it in 2015. Tiger Woods did it 10 times.
Oh! Wow.
Dang.
With at least 5 wins
in
the season.
Wait. See, this is another thing that just blows my Tigers won 5 times on tour 10 times.
In a season.
In one season.
He's done that 10 times.
There's been 10 seasons where he's won had five
at least 5 wins. Yes. Yes.
Right. That is.
Right.
Come on, y'all. What are we talking about?
Yeah. I mean, there's no comparison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goat.
But yeah. you know what's funny? Nobody really argues that.
Right.
People argue the majors, right. But they mm-hmm. don't argue who the greatest golfer is.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
You agree?
I mean, when the only argument you have is, you know, Jack's won more, it's like, yeah. But
is that how you measure it?
Right. Exactly.
Right. And Snead has, like, 2 more, 1 more than Tiger total wins. Because Snead, Tiger's at 82 now, 81.
Yeah, I think he has one mm-hmm. more.
Something like that. Yeah, right. And I think Snead was at 82, 83.
LP, that was a stat of the day. Thank you.
Thank you to Zero Golf.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, check out their stuff next time you're on our Instagram, like next year or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Might learn something.
Yeah. Speaking of learning something, so we went to the driving range today. We went to Only Golf Park. Here's what's mm-hmm. interesting, LB. So the weather here in D.C. on Sunday was about 68 degrees. Sun came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not that the whole day.
No, it wasn't.
No. In the morning, it was cold. It was chilly in the morning.
In the afternoon, mm-hmm. it was cold.
Right around four. Yeah.
Well, no,
it's
even
like
no,
day's over.
No, even at four, it was still cool because I went to Blue Match on my way to Only and was putting, and I had on a little pullover and a long sleeve thingamabob and whatever, and I was on the putting green and the wind was blowing. I was thinking to myself, I'm not dressed properly.
Right.
I need another layer.
Yeah, the cloud cover. But once we got the Only, it was
right. And once we got the Only, then the sun kind of came out, and then everything was fine.
So LB mm-hmm. goes to Blue Match first to putt around. Nobody's there for the most part.
No, it was me and one guy on the putting green and 2 guys on the short game area, and there was nobody on the range.
Is it the one whose wife carries his bag?
Oh, no. It wasn't him.
Oh, man.
It wasn't him.
So then we go to Only Golf Bar. So yeah. LB sends out a text. Anybody besides me want to go to the driver race today? And to his surprise, we responded and said, yeah,
because I was going. I was going.
Send those out and no one responds. You know, we don't go. But I was there. Rick McCormick was there.
Rick McCormick came out. Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And so we go there, and it is crowded. And so we get 3 bays at the top level.
Uh-huh.
And I've never hit from the top level.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about that? It feels weird to me.
It does feel a little weird. It's like you're always hitting, obviously, from at a decline, I guess, onto the range. But it don't bother me.
Okay, so this is about you. Does it bother you?
I haven't done it in a long time. I did Rocky mm-hmm. Gorge before.
Mm-hmm. I just feel odd. Like
it does. It's definitely
the club
different.
Is going to fly out my hand or something.
Yes,
or I just feel like
yes.
I'm not even gripping the club.
You want to grip it tight so it doesn't leave your hand. I definitely agree with that.
It feels like the club is going to leave my hand.
But have you ever swung it and let it go before?
Never happened in my life.
Right.
At all.
Okay. But and that's a funny thing because I always think about that. Like it could do that on the lower bay too.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
You know, and it probably go just as far.
Yeah. I've seen a guy do that before, and I think they were just screwing around. You know. And I happened at Only, too, matter of fact. He threw it like 30 yards out into the thing.
What happened?
He waited for everybody to stop, and then people saw him, and he went right out there and grabbed it. But right. I think they were just screwing around.
Probably. Yeah.
Being a bozo.
Yeah. Was Brendan there?
I did not see him.
I didn't see him. We were out there, lots of folks out. We were hitting clubs. So the interesting thing is that I hit with these irons that I got for the first time, and I liked the feel of them. You know, mm-hmm. they felt like they were going longer, but we were also up higher, so it's possible that now I will say this: it's possible that because we were higher,
mm-hmm.
that they appeared not appear, but they went longer because mm-hmm. you know it was hitting
I don't
down.
Think so though, because I was hitting the green, the 150 marker, the island green,
mm-hmm.
and I was hitting between the 7 and the 8,
okay.
which is what I would normally hit.
And so, with that in mind, then if that's the case, then I'm definitely hitting these longer mm-hmm. than I was before, and
you probably are.
It's supposed to be. You know, a little more forgiving, mm-hmm. and I definitely felt when I was hitting the ball wrong, and it still was pretty much going straight mm-hmm. like where I was aiming it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm liking these clubs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what Paul Wilson can do with
yeah,
with
absolutely.
Thing.
I'm looking forward to that too.
So
yeah.
Here's what was funny. So before we leave, I have one more ball left. So here's LB. He comes behind me. He's like, "All right, last ball, Claude. All the pressure." And he's just standing right behind me. He's about to hit the ball with the driver.
Uh-huh.
Like, "All right, here we go. Let's shake it off." LB, what I do?
He smashed.
Man, I smashed.
Did straight he? Straight down the, yeah, it was a nice drive.
Ridiculous.
To the back of the island, over the water, yeah. to that back part.
Yeah. Like where the car is?
I think you're thinking about Rocky
Gorge. No,
you were Only. I'm sorry.
The car at Rocky Gorge, I think it's at 150 or something like that.
Mm. Still, either way, good shot.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good shot.
If
he
we
really
were on the
shot.
Course, there's no way in the world I would have done that.
No, absolutely not.
There's no way in the world that would have happened. Absolutely on the course. Not. No way in the world.
There's probably no way in the world you would hit those irons straight either. But you know, it's just it is what it is. Right. A little less pressure at the driving range.
It is. I don't know what it is about that. So so we did that. LB, what did you think about your?
I hit a lot of driver. I probably hit.
You did hit
30.
Driver,
I had a driver a lot because the mat that I had was pretty. I don't know. It was as hard as a rock.
Yeah, mine was.
So I hit a few pitching wedges, and I hit some sevens, and evidently I just kept hitting my driver.
Okay.
Because I really wasn't. I just wanted to swing.
And yeah. We talked about that. Like I was literally driving up, and I said to myself, I don't have a goal at all when I'm going up there. Like I have zero expectations. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I'm going up there to do is to swing a club.
Right.
Because it's been months since I've done it. You know, and so I just want to go up there, swing a club, and not look like a fool.
Yeah. But my drive is. It's becoming very. I like hitting it now. It used to be that was one of my least favorite clubs. Was
I
my
remember
driver.
You used to hit that four wood all the time.
Right now, I took that out of the bag today.
Did you?
I took it out of the bag, put it in the house. So okay. my little hybrid, my little hybrid three little iron Cobra. Now. Yeah, that's taking the place because that wood I had was actually a 5'7".
Oh, I thought it was a four wood.
No, it was a 5'7". So I don't even carry it. I put it in the house. So I got two hybrids and my driver, and that's it.
Okay. Your 5'7" wood, you don't use it anymore.
No,
because what are you using par 3 160s? No, it's
Westmore. Oh, that would be a 6 iron.
Oh, or 130s. What are you using par 3 130? That's what I use. It's a 5 wood.
That's funny.
But I don't need that anymore. So I put that in the house. So actually, I have the segregated. Not segregated is not the right word. The top, the top.
Where are we going here, R. Kelly?
All the little. individual club holders, whatever you want to call it, cavities, whatever. So I have an empty one now. I need to go figure out. I can add a club here somewhere. So I need to go find me another something. I'm
sure
know what
Vern
that
has
be.
Something for you in his basement. Right?
Yeah, it might
be a whole set. You got a whole set?
It'll be
empty.
So we're out at the driving range. That was all cool. You know, a lot of folks out there was good. So weather's supposed to be pretty good the rest of the week. So hopefully folks can get out there and hit some balls in the DMV. Quick basketball update. Sherm, what was the before we get to the Little League foolishness.
that was foolish.
There was the playoffs, right? Where
Reservoir
still in
the playoffs.
Give us update.
Yeah, so they, I'm telling you, man, there's nothing like public school, high school, basketball state championships. So we got to the regional semis and the regionals this week. So
who's we?
Collectively, the state.
Okay, my bad.
State of Maryland.
Yeah, the state of Maryland is now in, you know, this is where we are as far as the playoffs. So I went to Coach B's game on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So they won Monday. Actually, we got a text because in the quarterfinals, regional quarterfinals, they won on a three-pointer. We got the text right when we finished recording on Monday. They hit a corner three to win it by one.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
They were at home, too, weren't they?
Yes, they were at home against Potomac.
Yep.
And then they had to play Poly, who's a two-time defending state champ, at Poly, which is about 10 minutes from my job. So I went there Wednesday. Tip was scheduled for 5:15. Okay? Perfect.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I can be home nice and early. Mm-hmm. What time did the game tip, LB?
7:00.
Not that bad. Okay. 6:10.
Wow.
So it took them. They didn't leave. And I'm texting because I get in the gym and I'm like, well, there's a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rack of folks here. And I don't see any basketball players. And it's 5:00.
Mm-hmm.
So I text Coach B and I'm like, are you guys here? No, Coach. We're in downtown. We're still on our way.
Wow.
So they didn't get there till 5:30.
Mm.
So apparently they left the school at 3, hit two accidents on the BW Parkway.
BW Parkway is the worst. Why would anybody take BW Parkway?
No idea. Why would you leave at 3 and you probably need to be there at 4?
No, here's the part that's killing me. Now, I don't take BW Parkway, but I hear this on the news all the time about BW Parkway. Apparently there's some section of it that the road is so bad that has been blowing out people's tires.
Yes, so that's been happening too, right by 198. Right,
exactly. So the state solution to this problem is to put a sign up to slow the traffic down to 40 miles an hour. How about go get some fixer packs or whatever?
Asphalt.
They fix the damn hole.
Right, exactly.
But no. Everybody just slow down in this section, you'll be fine.
Right.
That's their solution.
Well,
this happened to me when I was going to work. I can't remember what day last week. I was going to downtown, and I want to say it was Thursday or something. Everybody's car, or LB, you know where Hilton, Freeway, the little expressway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right there on the west side.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Going to downtown.
Yeah.
10 to 15 cars lined up on the side of the road with their blinkers on. And I saw the pothole. It looked like a meteor hit.
Wow.
And everyone along there had blown out tires down to the rims.
Jeez.
So, yeah, they need, come on, man, fix this daggone kind of stuff. Yeah. You got a Republican governor, you would think he could get some funds,
right?
You know, from somewhere. Right. Yeah. You know,
come on,
Hogan. So money conscience. Anyway. So the game does start. Polly comes out, a two-time defending state champ. Oxon Hill was completely undersized. Mm-hmm. They were probably giving up 6 inches at every spot.
Mm-hmm.
Polly's front line, 6'7", 6'7", 6'8".
Boy, well, there you go.
Yeah, but it was a good game. I mean, Oxon Hill would go down by 10, come back and tie it. Go down by 12, come back and cut it to 3. And their two guard, who's very athletic, their most athletic player, broke his finger in the going for a loose ball in Monday's game.
Oh, wow.
So he was out. Okay. So they ended up losing, but it was, I mean, they fought, man. They really did fight. So Polly moves on. Then they won again Friday, so they won the regional championship. Mm-hmm. And Reservoir, my home school, won big, actually. My guy Josh, who I get to coach this summer, by the way, 6'7", 29 points, 23 rebounds, 5 blocks. Yeah, 25 points in the second half.
Good night.
Yeah, he went off. So they won only the school's second regional title. So now we're down to the final four, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. What's the schedule? Send me the schedule.
I'll be there Thursday because you got Polly plays C. Milton Wright at 3. Reservoir plays Thomas Johnson at 5. That's your 3A semis.
Where's it going to be at?
University of Maryland.
Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Okay,
yeah, boys play at Maryland, and the girls play at Towson. So.
Okay. Oh, speaking of the girls, I'm sorry, Taylor, they're out.
Yeah, I saw that they lost to Flowers.
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Yeah, she had a good career, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's going on to play college ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Rick McCormick's daughter, for those listening.
Yeah. And then the 4A that night is going to be, the first one's going to be really good at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You got, I said Reservoir plays Thomas Johnson at 5. So the 3A, 4A semis are Thursday, 1A, 2A are Friday, and then all four state championship games are Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock on Saturday. So you got Roosevelt out of PG County is playing Delaney out of Baltimore County at 7 on Thursday. That's going to be a heavyweight fight.
Okay. I'm
telling you now, this kid, Shea Evans, out of Delaney,
he's
all world. So he's got offers from Georgetown, Maryland, and probably 20 others.
Right. Okay.
Nice. Got a really good point guard. So Roosevelt is, I mean, they're who they are. They just always.
That's usually loaded.
It's either them or Wise. It's always there. So your 1A and 2A, you got defending champs. Actually, no, Dunbar won it last year, I think. But I think Lake Clifton and Patterson, both out of Baltimore City, made it. It's going to be some good basketball, man. I mean, there's nothing. You get down to the Final Four, it is live in there.
Yep.
You know, and everybody comes. You get these little schools from, like, the Eastern Shore.
I think never heard of.
Actually, Crisfield High School made it. And they've been there before. They come in, man, they might have 8 players on their team.
Right.
And they just ball out. You know what I mean? Like these little farm boys from the Eastern Shore that you're surprised to even know what a basketball looks like. So, but I'll tell you a funny story. My boss is from Indiana. Actually, my former boss, but I still meet with him. He was around. He told me when he's actually retiring in December, moving to South Carolina to play golf.
There you go.
And he just bought a house, by the way. So he told me when he was in high school, Indiana State Championship, there were no classes.
Oh, wow.
It was, here's your top teams.
Shut the whole thing down. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, no, I mean, Class A, Class AA, okay. Whatever.
Right.
It was, you made the state tournament, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So when you see the movie Hoosiers and Hickory High School is a true story, you know, these little farm boys came in there and upset the powerhouse from Indianapolis.
Right, right.
And he said, yeah, you'd have a school that may have 4,000 students, and they're playing a school with 300 students.
Mm-hmm.
And those little guys would win it occasionally.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, didn't happen often, but
it happened enough.
But when it did, I mean, it happened.
And what they used to do is they used to shut down classes in school. The schools would close, the high schools, Thursday and Friday for three straight weeks because everyone would go to Indianapolis
for the games.
For the games. And it would be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, I guess the last weekend was always the, you know, the championship. Right, right, so everybody would go for the Final Four. But, yeah, pretty cool story. Man, so,
absolutely. Yeah. Good, good, good. A little less exciting. We've got the Little League update of the week. Gosh, I don't know. Where do we start, Sherman?
Well, let's start by your one parent telling me you need to call that moving screen. Right. Somebody's going to get hurt.
So the other team.
The kid was moving his feet. He already set the screen. He didn't run into anybody else. Uh-huh. He was just standing still. Mm-hmm. The kid tried to go around him, and he shuffled his feet. And the parent starts screaming, "That's a moving screen." He's five.
Right, yeah. Right. We can barely get him to stop running around the gym.
Correct.
Yes. Well.
Oh.
Parker was in rare form. But Parker did dribble the ball up the court twice.
And then he cried when someone took it.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. Right, right, right.
Let him suck his thumb.
Told him, McParker, it's okay. You know, it's all good. And so, yeah, Parker, you know, Parker was Parker for the most part.
We did have an incident.
Yeah, one of the kids on my team, Brian, punched. I didn't see it.
I saw it.
Punched a girl who was also on our team.
Correct.
And so I made him sit.
Was not flailing the arms. Mm-hmm. He turned around, put both fists up like a prize fighter, and threw a hook.
Wow.
A right-handed hook as hard as he could and landed it right on her eye.
And he's lucky because Gabby normally chumps all these dudes. Right. And so normally in practice, he doesn't do anything messing around with her. Yeah. Then he just got tired of it.
Uh-huh. But I made him sit. I was the only one who saw it because the coach was like, he hit her? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes! He just threw a haymaker, closed fist haymaker, and landed it right on her eye.
Right.
And so she's holding her eye and crying. And I'm like,
yeah, so I didn't see it. And so immediately when Sherman told me, I'm like, yo, you got to sit. You're sitting. And so I made him sit the three segments. I think he played the last one.
And he shouldn't have.
Yeah. Right.
He
shouldn't have played at all.
With y'all for that. Yeah.
He shouldn't have played at all. And I wasn't even there.
Yeah, I
said that. I was like, no, he don't need to come back. Matter of fact, he's suspended for a game, too.
He's suspended him for the rest of the game. Yeah, it was odd. You know, I was wondering, Sherm, so it seemed like Coach K should have got a tech. I just want to talk about that for a second. Because I got a tech. Now, granted, I was going for a tech. I mean, I got one because I wanted to get one. But she was doing a lot of talking coming out of halftime.
She was not acting like a raving lunatic, ripping and running up and down the sideline, getting parents involved. I could have given her one. I could have given you another one last week.
She just had a lot to say about something was going on. I don't know.
Because one kid, Josiah, is better than everybody.
Yeah, Josiah should be like two levels up. Like he's one level up. Yeah. But he's really, really good.
Right, but he keeps stealing the ball from everyone.
He doesn't keep stealing the ball.
He's standing there and the ball goes to him, he's going to get it.
Right. So what happens is one of the kids.
Or if he's anywhere near.
One of the kids may be trying to pass to another kid. And if it doesn't go directly to that kid, it goes kind of too close to Josiah. He'll take it. Yeah, you know what I mean? And but it normally doesn't. It does result in a turnover if they steal it with a pass at their level, but not off the dribble, right? Uh-huh. And I think he stole it twice in a row. Yeah. And neither time the pass was to the player he was supposed to guard. But the player who was passing the ball, like, just made a bad pass, and it went his way.
So the way the rules are, if the two players cannot check, like, I can't – if I see the ball coming to you, but I'm not checking you, I can't go over there and take the ball.
Correct. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And usually it's not a big deal because most of these kids don't know what they're doing, but Josiah does. He's really
so
good.
It's trying to find the balance of you want him to be able to play, but you want the other kids to be able to have fun.
Fun, too, right. Because if it was real basketball, they wouldn't see the ball at all.
Right. And he double dribbles. He dribbles once, pick it up, dribble once, pick it up, and runs all the way down the floor doing that. That's what Coach K was also upset about. Like, hey, we're going to call this double dribble. Like, it's not one or two. It's the whole way down the floor.
Right.
So, I need to call
it. So I was talking to Josiah, and he said he does that because, like, so I think we should blow the whistle. Because he does it because they won't blow the whistle. But he sees, like, the other kid, Darren, do it.
No, Darren does not do that. Darren will double dribble, but...
Not as much as Josiah.
Correct.
Now, what Darren
cross up, and then he'll pick it up, and then he'll keep dribbling.
If he dribbles.
Yeah.
Because he'll also run.
Let's not get out of hand.
He'll also run for 5 feet before he shoots the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're all doing that.
I thought you said Josiah was the best player, but he double dribbles constantly.
One dribble pickup, one dribble pickup. Darren will go all the way down there the floor. He'll cross over, go to his left, back to his right. He may pick it up, stop, and start dribbling again.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than dribble, pick up, dribble all the way down, make a back. And Josiah has like 12 of the – normally the score is like 14-8.
Uh-huh.
Of the 14, he normally has 10 or 12.
Okay.
Right. So it's like, you know.
Right.
Now, okay. but to the team's credit, like this past week, he had like 6 points off of rebounds. Like kids would miss, he'd get it, he'd put it back up.
Yep, absolutely.
And so, yeah. Now, on the other hand, my frustration is with my son, Manny. Like, he won't shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. All he wants to do is pass and dribble. Because the thing is, and I was talking to him about this last week and this week, he's afraid to miss. He doesn't want to miss. And it's like, dude, who cares?
Yeah. Right. You're going
to see
miss.
How many people miss? Yeah. He's like, right. So he'd rather just sit there and dribble back and forth and pass the ball to somebody. But he'll play fine on defense.
Right.
He doesn't mind that. But the minute he gets the ball, what do you say?
He looks for Josiah.
He looks to pass the ball. Uh-huh. Josiah. Yeah. It's crazy. It's like, stop. Shoot the ball. Yeah. He won't do it. He says, I'm scared to miss.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
So, whatever. We'll
see
what happens.
The other thing is I helped with Bernanda's team because she was out of town. So I helped with her team. And we had to play the goons, the cheaters.
Yeah.
The cheetahs, but we call them the cheaters.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I helped Coach K put
in. Do they cheat? They got a couple of guys who are really
Raiders.
Good. Right.
Yeah.
They got
a 6-foot second grader. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Boys my height.
Yeah. So I helped Coach K put in a screenplay.
Okay.
And, I mean, this team blows everybody out by, like, 30 points.
Everybody. They did lose one game. They lost the second week.
Correct.
And they were pissed.
Right.
The coaches.
Well, the coach almost had an aneurysm.
They're sitting there yelling and screaming at second graders.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
And he almost had an aneurysm when I helped put this play in on Friday at practice. Mm-hmm. Beautiful screen. Boom. Layup. We're down 6-4 after the first period.
Uh-huh.
That's unfamiliar territory.
He was losing his mind over this, screaming at the kids. Uh-huh. You don't see the screen coming. Drop a lot. I mean, he was going nuts, and he just kept looking at me, arms crossed, shaking his head, because I'm like, well, look, man, I'm a high school coach. I know how to draw this thing up. You know what I'm saying? And I said, and Kenyelle played college ball. So I was like, look, next
week. Where did she play?
Bowie.
Okay.
Yeah, sweet. She played Bowie also. That's how her and Bernanda became friends. Well, they didn't know each other there, but they had that common ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said, look, we could put in an elevator screen next and really mess them up. You know? She's like, I don't think our kids are ready for that. So,
right.
But, it ended up getting blown out. But still, I mean, it was parents were going crazy, which made him even more incensed because our parents were like jumping up and down like, oh, shoot, we in this thing.
Right. Wow, that's funny. Yeah,
good fun, man.
Good thing is the last game of the year is next week.
Thank God.
So can't wait.
Because he sat early Saturday mornings. I'm like, I'm literally up at 7:30 to ref 4- and 5-year-olds.
And to have me and Kay yelling at you about ridiculous stuff.
You going to blow a whistle? No, you got a whistle, you blow it.
Yeah, I brought my whistle. I was going to call a tech on Sherm this past week.
That would have been fun. Yeah. We would have gotten a fist fight right there on the floor.
So funny. LB, I think you said you had something, right? Other than
I was gonna talk about glasses.
So you got these glasses.
Yeah, so I got these glasses that I don't like already. So I've needed progressive lenses for a long time. I've had a pair for 5 years, I just never wore them because I tried for a day, it made me dizzy, so I put them up and I never wore them again. But I got to the point, I'm at the point now where I really need them for work, especially with the computers. You know, you look at the screen, you look down at the computer, and you can't see and all that stuff. So when I put them on and I thought about it, I said, well, how is this going to affect my golf game? That's the reason I went to the putting range earlier before we went to only today, because I wanted to see how my putting, if I could see better or whatever, how it would impact my putting.
Did you notice a problem before? Like, I'm just not seeing this right.
No, I didn't know. With the progressive lens, I don't know if you know how progressives work.
Mm-mm.
Okay, there you go. See, there's a problem. Let's start the basics.
Number one, you get old.
Right. Yeah, or when your vision gets to that point where you can't. So I can't see far away, but I can see up close pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is the top of your lens, is geared towards seeing far away.
And the bottom.
Then you have an intermediate level where you can just see, I guess, you know, normal distances, and then the bottom is for reading stuff close up.
Oh, okay.
So remember bifocals?
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing without the line.
Right.
Okay.
So you can't see it.
You can't see
glasses.
Right. You can't see the difference.
Okay.
There's no line showing you where to look up and where to look down, whatever. So the problem with them is, you know, you have to get used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know to look, you know,
up, middle, or down.
Right. Depending on what you want to see.
Right.
So, and I noticed it today when I was standing over a putt that, you know, I have to keep your head at a certain, you know, you have to look through a certain part of your lens in order to see to see everything properly. Because if not, you look through the bottom, then it's blurry. The problem with that is, too, is now your head, if you normally keep your head at a certain you know, depending on
angle,
how.
Angle, yeah.
Right. Right. Now you got to move your head to adjust your eyes. It might screw up your swing. So when I got the old, and I got there early, of course. Well, before you, I should say.
Shocker.
I was looking online. I read a few articles and looked at a couple of videos about it. One of the companies that make the glasses was saying, that make specific golf glasses was saying, you know, depending on how your eyes are, you know, maybe you should not use progressive lens. You should just use a standard lens if you wear glasses when you play golf.
Oh.
As opposed to that. Now, I have another appointment scheduled for this week to go get fitted for contact lenses, progressive contact lenses. So I did a quick research on that, and I said that is actually really good for golf.
Your eyes are just moving.
Right. So, no, in that scenario, one eye will be geared for distance and one eye will be geared for seeing closer up.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. So now that, apparently from the things that I read, other guys or other players who use progressive lenses in their contacts, they say, one guy said, I've been wearing progressive lenses for 10 years, and once I got the contacts, it's like, I can see stuff now that I couldn't see before.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay. Things are just that much better. So, I'll see how that plays out this week and get a pair of those. The only issue I have with the scream about contact lenses, in the summertime, I get a lot of allergies. You know, my eyes get itchy and watery and ragweed and stuff like that. So I'll just have to, be cognizant, not rub my eyes.
Right.
Yeah, with the contact lenses.
Do you have contacts?
So I've had contacts in the past, I got to a point. Yeah, I mean, I still have some. I very seldom wear them. Mm-hmm. So the quick story. When I first got them, this is like we're talking in some late 90s, I guess, and I had got a set of contacts, and I was riding my motorcycle. And I hadn't been wearing contacts for maybe less than a month at this time. So I got home one evening and went to take the contact lenses out, and the left one came out fine. Uh-huh. And I got to the right one, and I couldn't get it out.
Mm.
So I'm digging in my eye, I'm poking, I'm putting all the solution in my eye, and I'm pigging, I'm pulling my eye, you know, and it can never get this thing out. So I go back to the doctor, and it's like, hey, this contact lens won't come out. And, you know, and I go in, they put me in the machine, you know, the little thing, the lights and stuff, and they're looking around, and it's like, well, there is no contact in your eye.
I knew that's where that was going.
So the crap that I was pulling was actually the film.
Oh, God.
On your eye.
I was trying to pull off.
Thank goodness you didn't get it out.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I mean,
sure
I didn't go
first.
To the doctor. I realized, like,
that it wasn't there. But I couldn't tell. I thought I could see it. That's the weird part. I thought I could see that, the little circle thing around my pupil, but. But, yeah, so. So, I have had contacts before. So, I'm kind of looking forward to getting back to that, if I can find a pair.
What I would recommend, I switched to the daily contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So much better. One eye would always get red. I don't know if y'all remember it.
Uh-huh.
And now it really doesn't because you just change it out every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, the daily
so
wear.
Much nicer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, but you got money.
Well, the ones I had before, I would wear. I guess they were maybe 30 days or something.
Yeah.
Then you throw them away in another pair or something like that.
Yeah, some of them are like 1 week, 2 week, 30 day, one
right,
day.
Right.
But I much rather prefer
the one day ones.
Daily. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm so glad I switched.
Because I don't think I'm going to wear them every day anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I think it's even better, so they're not just
right,
sitting around.
Right, right.
Just get a small box of them or something. Because
I still have some that are like from, I mean, they've got to be 10, 15 years old. They're still in the little
There's
the original
no
packs.
Way those are still good.
Well, that's what a friend of mine told me, too. I'm like, they're fine. I'll put them in my eyes.
They should have an expiration.
Yeah. Oh, they've been expired. They've been expired for years.
Oh, don't put those in your eye.
But I figured
they will get stuck to your eye.
But I figured they're still sealed in their little solution. It's not like they've been exposed to the air or nothing.
No, if it says expired, it normally
expires.
It expires.
You can't do it.
It's not like medicine. You can just keep using it when it's expires.
No, you can't do that either.
You shouldn't do that with medicine either, LB. Good night.
I'm just messing with you.
Amazing.
I do throw some things away after a while.
Golf DMV 1 is is the Instagram and Twitter. Search Golf DMV on Facebook and golfdmv1@gmail.com. That's the email address. Anything else, guys?
Yo, when are you guys going to Vegas?
The 22nd of the month.
The 27th.
Oh, yep. So you'll be there the first weekend of April or the last weekend.
The 30th week of March.
Right.
Oh, How many days are in March?
I'm looking at
31.
There's 31.
Yeah.
Yep.
The 31st is the Sunday.
So, I wonder how I knew that. Oh, probably because it was 28 in February.
Right.
Oh, they had to make up the difference? Is that what they did?
No. It goes 31, not 31. 31, not 31.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. It's every other month until you get to July. And then July has 31, August has 31. And then it's back on rotation.
Back on rotation with 31.
31 and 30.
Yeah,
except for Black History Month.
October has the 31 because
Halloween or something.
So January is 31, February is 28 or 29. Mm-hmm. Next year will be 29. That's called a leap year, LD. Then March 31, April 30.
Right. May.
Yeah, May 31.
May 16th.
June 30, July 31, August 31.
September 30.
October 31, because what's on the 31st?
Halloween. I learned that on this show, too.
Every year.
November 30, December 31.
Right, because of New Year's Eve.
It's always every other month.
New Year's Eve is always the 31st.
Correct.
Okay.
Of December.
Every other month is 31, except for July and August. They're both 31.
Okay.
Next week, I'll need a reminder.
Yeah. You look so intrigued. I mean, he's really looking at me like, this is fascinating.
Yeah, Who knew?
I did. And probably 99% of the other population.
Yeah. I just never thought about it.
Me either. Yeah. That's why they gave me
phones. Especially the every other month.
You never knew that?
Never paid attention.
No, I was never. Like, how do you know there's 31 days in each month? I'll just look at the calendar. But I was never taught that every other one month is 31.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
But I also didn't think about it. It never dawns on me to think how many days are in this month.
Exactly. And why do you need to know that information?
Several reasons I could think of off the top of my head.
Okay. All right.
Why prolong this ignorance any longer?
Speaking of dates. So when we go.
Yeah, here's one. Oh, I'm flying out on the last day of the month. Is that the 30th or the 31st?
Right.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm flying home on the 31st.
Well, there you go. But if someone said, hey, LB, I'm coming to see you on the last day of the month, and you just obliviously thought, oh, there's 30 days, you're waiting at the airport.
I don't think anyone would say I'm coming to see you on the last day of the month.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to come see you.
That's not even good English. Yeah. All right, we're here. So back to golf. So the course that we're taking the lessons at with Paul Wilson is called Bears Best, right?
Okay.
Called Be Best? No, sorry. Bears Best. Got it.
During the day, a round costs $225 a round. God. Paul is getting us on for $70.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you're paying him how much?
Well, no, we're not going to put that in there. Let's just say he's made it's more.
Let's
more
just than, say, it's a nice discount. I'm going to be shooting in the low 80s when I get
right. I get you will see.
Yeah, my handicap need to drop at least 5 points when I get.
Well, that's nice. I mean, he probably gives them, I don't know, $200 of your fee.
Probably so. That's why he gets those rates.
Correct.
Because at first, I didn't think we was going to be able to play those.
Because when I initially talked to him about it, he said he didn't know if he could get a discount. He was going to try.
Mm-hmm.
And normally he gets a discount. It's normally not that low.
Right.
Yeah. So cause he told me the first time it wasn't that low. I was like, no, we're going to play somewhere else.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So then he came back, called me the other day at work and said, hey, I can get you in at this rate.
Right.
Sign us up.
Yeah. Which means he took a pay cut and called them and said, all right, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're bringing them, five people are taking lessons?
There's only four of us now.
Coach B's not playing.
Oh, yeah. Coach
or taking the lessons.
Denise are not taking the lessons now.
Okay.
Yeah. Is Brenda taking a lesson?
No, she backed out too. She been backed out though.
So who's taking a lesson?
Sierra backed out of the trip.
Right.
She's not going?
Yeah, so she was going to go when we were going to go. It was going to be the 22nd or earlier.
The week earlier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then, because the week after, her and her cousins, they're doing some girls' cousins trip to Colorado to see one of the other cousins who live out there.
Wow.
Because some of the ones. Yeah, and so it's the same weekend. And she's like, do you think you guys will? Like, I'm not going. No one's changing this golf trip because you want to go see your cousin.
Go see your cousin.
So you got a decision to make. And so, I mean, she's going to go see her cousin.
So So the trip to Alaska for work.
Right.
Is actually going to be the same weekend that we're going to be in Vegas now. So I was telling him at work that I said, If I wasn't the one who put this trip together,
mm-hmm.
Y'all be going by yourself. I'll be going to Alaska.
You don't want to. Yeah. I don't know.
Just go to Alaska the next week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Free trip to Alaska. So I'm missing a free trip to Alaska with you clowns. So
clearly you wanted to.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is.
That's nice. LB, you're not going to leave us hanging. Because you could if you wanted to. You say, I got to go to Alaska for work, so I got to stop.
Yeah, yeah. Have a good time out. Yeah. But I don't know. So, it is what it is. But the other side of that, too, was it's not going to be golf weather in Alaska. So I
was actually thinking that. It's probably going to still be pretty cold.
Yeah. If it had been golf weather in Alaska,
we short,
then you would have been short. Yeah.
Which is like one
two
week
weeks,
in
yeah, two
August.
Weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. One in July, one in August.
Get your tea times early. Book them early, folks. Yeah, guys, thanks a lot for listening to the show. It's going to be some good weather this week. Get out if you're in the DMV and play a little bit of golf. We'll catch up next week.
Peace.
You guys got your lines
up. Yeah, I practiced on my way here.
Yet, ready?
Yep. Peace.
Good night.
You're listening to the Golden V.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.